ticket.
13 years with the Cowboys, six-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman. He used to protect the quarterback. Now he's protecting quarterbacks. He was good on turf, but better on grass. He would block, then take a hit. Right on, man. No wonder he's so big. He's got the munchies. That's not a beer gut. It's a pot belly. What a dope.
Nate Newton.
Sports Radio 1310.
Oh, yeah.
The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
Joining us now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is a deep throat informant. He will remain anonymous, and we have digitally altered his voice to protect his anonymity. Now, we must let you know before we start visiting with this gentleman that we're not sure about his credibility. In fact, he may be a very uncredible source. We believe that he has some ties to Nate Newton. He is supposedly on the inside with Nate Newton, a former friend, former coworker, former colleague. But we will just preface this that we distance with anything he might tell us because we're not sure about his background. Deep Throat Informant, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us, first of all, about your relationship with Nate Newton?
I worked with Nate on this business venture.
Okay.
All right.
In my opinion, Nate was very fat and very pot strong.
Pot strong?
Fat and pot strong.
Okay, so what do you know about what happened, this arrest on Sunday? You know anything about it?
Yes.
What do you know?
In my opinion, I think he wanted to sell the joint pot.
Joint pot.
That's what it looks like.
I did not enjoy working for the man. He forced me to work in his pot factory every day for unreasonable wages.
Oh, well, that's not good. Well, he was nice to you. Big old jolly Nate, he was nice to you, wasn't he?
He was nice when I would do my job correctly.
Uh-huh.
But other times he was a horrible monster.
Oh, no.
My job was not very complicated. I would take the pot and put it in sports boxes.
What's a sports box?
I would do this for what Nate called FPPs.
SPTs?
FPPs.
FPTs.
FPPs.
What is that?
Football pot people.
Oh, FPPs.
Yes.
Football pot people.
One time. It's horrible.
Hang in there.
He pinned me down, and he took a wad of pot tobacco, and he shoved it in my head hole, that is mouth. He then forced me to chew it as a cud for 3 days and 12 minutes.
That's awful.
That's crazy, too.
I was in the van when we were all arrested.
You were actually in the van?
I'm sorry?
Oh, you were in the van?
Yes. Nate had stuffed me into a pot box. Because he was mad at me.
Why was he mad at you?
I think it's because I misspelled sports on the side of the box.
How did you spell it?
With four P's. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, we're visiting with a deep throat informant here, a supposed friend of Nate Newton.
Yeah.
One time, Nate, he got very angry mad.
Oh, no.
And he made a catapult out of pot stems and launched me into a batch of whipped cream made of skunk weed.
So,
what terrible punishment.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So bad.
Are you okay?
After he would smoke out and get pot happy, he would sit on me and put his big Nate floppy butt all over my head neck.
Well, what do you think's going to come of all this? Are you going to do some serious jail time, or what's going to happen?
No, I was released for turning state's witness.
Oh, wow. So that's why we have to disguise your voice.
Okay. But if you want my prediction on what will happen,
yeah,
I think Nate will be cleared of all charges.
Huh. Why?
Because he is an athlete. And he has a lot of money. And I think that after he is cleared, he will open up the store that he has always dreamed of.
What store is that?
He spoke often and frequently.
Same thing.
About opening a store in Shreveport, Louisiana to sell marijuana and Zamfir CDs. He wants to call this store Pots and Pans. I have to go. I cannot speak anymore.
Oh, that's okay. Well, thank you for your bravery.
Thanks for the info.
Thank you for your courage.
I don't know how credible it is, but thank you very much for that info there. There's a deep throat informant, and again, we don't know as his reliability, but we'll take him for what it's worth.